All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Dan, we appreciate you making some time for us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start with the game from Sunday. How are you feeling after the second win of the year?
Look, I always feel good after a win. They're hard to come by in this league. And, you know, I tell you what makes you feel good is to know the type of game we were going to need to play to beat that opponent. You know, it was going to be a little bit of a lunch pail, hard hat type game, man. Dirty work in the trenches, and it was going to require everybody, receivers, DBs, the whole deal. And I tell you what, they responded in a huge way. You know, I thought our bigs set the tone, and we played a rugged physical game, man, for that win. Proud of them.
And I mean, nobody's going to complain about a win. We always have some questions. What was the difference in the second half, specifically the third quarter, versus the first where you scored on the first two possessions? It seemed like you were able to move the ball consistently, and then the second half in the third quarter, it wasn't as consistent.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, you can go through the drives. It was, you know, it was one thing here, one thing there. I mean, we, you know, you come out and, man, we're in a third and one, and then we have a false start. You know, backs us up, and so I would have felt pretty confident about getting that first down. Then you get in a third and six, we end up, you know, we don't convert on it. You know, you come back on the next possession, and we throw an interception. We just, you know, they ran a kind of a change pressure, so, you know, a couple errors there, a couple different guys. You know, we come back out, defense gets a huge stop. You know, Carlton makes that huge play on fourth and one. I felt like that was a critical play in the game. And I also felt like that was the time when we needed to finish this game. You know, it was where you felt like we could have tried to put them away there. And, man, we get in a fourth and one. And it's really the one play the whole game where we get knocked back, you know, up front. And so we get, you know, we don't convert there. And so it was just kind of one thing after another. But, you know, I thought we started outstanding. I thought the offense set the tone, that whole line did. And then I thought defense, man, finished it. And special teams in the second half. So it was a total team effort. I was proud of those guys.
You've been a team that's won a lot with offense. Are you starting to be the type of team that can also win with defense now?
Absolutely. We can win any way we need to win, and that's what you love, man. When you have three units that are playing in sync and you have the ability to play any type of game you need to, depending on what's going on, or if one unit needs a little bit of pick-me-up at different times, that's a good feeling. And I feel like that's what we got. Our defense is playing at a very high level. They have for 3 weeks going now. AG's doing an outstanding job. And those guys understand the plan, what it's going to take to defend the opponent. And we're playing physical, violent, smart, disciplined football right now. And they're a difference maker, man. They are. And offensively, you know, there's always things that we're going to want to clean up, but the objective is to score more than the opponent. Our defense can't allow them to score more than our offense, and that's what's going on right now.
I know when you're playing, when I was playing, there's always things that happen on the field that you got to laugh at in the moment, and I don't know if you saw it or even understood it at the time, but David Montgomery picking up 6 yards with his feet not even touching the ground. What was your reaction, and what was David's reaction when he came to the sideline?
Well, I look, it, really that whole game, just the nature of that, but even that play is like mother's milk when you're a baby. You want to know the truth. It was just, I mean, it's food for the soul. It was outstanding. That guy fought for every blade of grass, and then your old line is just surging. I mean, and they finished, and really the whole game was that way. I mean, our backs were driving for every yard, and then you see, here comes the O-line, here comes St. Brown, our tight ends, everybody is just pushing the pile. And that one, hell, we got 16 yards on that. I mean, that's nothing but willpower and effort, you know, and it was awesome.
We're talking to Lions head coach Dan Campbell. What are you still chuckling over the...
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Dan, we want to get some updates on some injuries. I know you spoke yesterday with the media on most of these guys, but Frank Ragnow, we saw the report, torn pec week to week. We know he's tough. Is the thought maybe rest him with the bye week looming, or do you think the plan is to play him for the upcoming game?
Yeah, I mean, look, first of all, Frank is stubborn, all right? He's hard-headed Frank, and he's tough, he's stubborn, and... So, you know, he wants to go, and he always wants to go. But, this is something we're still talking about right now. I'm not entirely sure what we're going to do with him. A lot of it is, where is he going to feel by, you know, middle or end of the week? But he does have something in there, you know, and he did play through some of this last week, you know. And so we'll do what's best for him and what's best for us in the moment, ultimately. But you know how I feel about Frank. We all do. Appreciate the heck out of him. He's tough, man.
Marcus Davenport, it sounds like you mentioned that he's going to be out for the rest of the year. Who, other than Josh Pascal, who helps fill that void? And is there any chance we see a little bit more James Houston?
Well, I don't know that yet. Like, I would tell you this, Pascal's going to take on a much bigger load. Mm-hmm. You know, Pascal's going to be, obviously, he and Hutch are your ends. Levi's going to need to do some of that, which he did in training camp. There's a good chance, we could bring somebody up off the vet squad or the practice squad. Houston could be a candidate. So we know we're going to need to bring in some reinforcements for sure, just losing that body. And Davenport was playing at a high level. It hurts. It hurts losing him. He's been a force in there. But we also, it's why you have the depth that we have and the players that we've acquired. Brad's done a hell of a job, and we've always identified that depth is important, man, and you got to have it. So we have guys that we know are going to step up and do a hell of a job for us. They're ready for it, and everybody in this building knows. Like, you are one play away, and it's your chance. It's your opportunity to help your team and showcase what you got.
James Houston, healthy scratch for the two of the three games this season. There's maybe a disconnect from fans to the way that you guys have deployed him this season. I don't know that I consider him in the doghouse, but you don't seem like he's maybe the next guy up. Where does he need to get to maybe be the pass rusher he was at the end of 22?
I think he just keeps working, you know. And there again, it's so much of it is who do you sit if he comes, you know. Everybody that we have up right now is playing at a pretty high level on defense, and they all have a role, between defense and special teams. So that's kind of where it's been. As long as he just keeps working, and and when he gets his opportunity, make the most of him, you know, as with any player here.
Monday night, there's plenty of juice there. The black uniforms, which I know that you were a big proponent of, we were told yesterday, there's plenty of juice there. Seattle, outside the division, they're a team that has kind of been the nemesis. Is there a little extra juice knowing that it's Seattle coming to town?
Yeah, it'd be nice to beat these guys since we haven't done it. I mean, they've been one of those teams that's kind of had our number, but, you know, I think more importantly, it's for the win itself. You know, Coach Carroll's gone, and it's a brand new regime over there. There's a lot of new players. There are some holdovers, but I do kind of feel like, man, this really is a different team, new team that we're getting ready to face. They're playing good football. You know, as you said, they're undefeated here. This is a good opponent coming in here, man. They play outstanding defense. They're going to grind it out. on the ground. You know, Walker's a hell of a back. And then Geno's, you know, he's playing well. They got the receivers. So, you know, this is going to be a pretty big test for us.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Obviously, there's been improvement in the secondary from last year to this year, and you just mentioned it. How big of a test will this be with Metcalf, in Jigba, all of the receivers that they have for Terrion Arnold and the cast of characters that you guys have in the secondary?
Yeah, it'll be big. I mean, it's, you know, it's another group of good receivers that it's time to face, and you know, they get good players. They got a mixture of different types of players, like you said, between Metcalf and Jigba and those guys. I mean, they all kind of do different things, and they're playing pretty well. But man, I love where we're at, man. I love our secondary. I think CD is playing at a high level. I thought he had an outstanding game yesterday or 2 days ago. You know, I think Terrion Arnold gets better every week. I think Amik is getting better, man. He's playing in the slot. I think he's competitive, outstanding cover man. And then our safeties are playing at a high level. And I think collectively, the more they play together, the better that unit is gonna be on the back end. So we continue to grow. They continue to get better. And then collectively, it's only gonna get better. Time on task, and those guys communicate and playing with each other.
It's Lions head coach Dan Campbell. We're all excited for Monday night. Appreciate some of your time.
Absolutely. You guys take care.
Thanks. It's 97.1.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.